Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What a day and what a mighty God that we serve on this blessed resurrection day. I'm going to go forth this day and speak to you about being in a blessed state. What does that mean, being in a blessed state? Well, you know, it's because of the blood of Jesus that we have been made blessed. Glory to God. When we think about the blood of Jesus and every stripe that he took on Calvary, glory to God, stands for every sickness, every disease known to mankind. When we think about the blood of Jesus, we see victory. When we think about the blood of Jesus, we see Satan's defeat. When we think about the blood of Jesus, we think about how he has made us whole. How, glory to God, I'm about to run up in this studio because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. There's no reason for us to be depressed. There's no reason for us to be sad. There's no reason for us to sorrow. Why? Because we are blessed. We are blessed because of Jesus. He's our elder brother. Glory to God. Sitting on the right hand of the Father, ever making intercessions for us. Yes, we're blessed. When we realize that we're on the winning team, glory to God, we can't lose. We can't lose with who we have in us, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord because of the precious blood of Jesus. Glory to God. When I think about the word of God in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to his fathers on and at this day. Glory to God. We got to remember what Jesus did for us on Calvary. He doesn't want us poor. He doesn't want us defeated, but he wants us blessed on top and highly favored. He gives us power. Glory to God. He gives us the wisdom, the insight, the know-how to get wealth in this earth realm. Wealth and riches belong to the just. Are you the just? Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? Then you are blessed. Glory to God. You are not defeated. In Psalms 112:1-3, the word of God says, praise the Lord. Blessed, blessed, blessed is a man who fears the Lord. That's reverential fear, who delights greatly in his commandments. Do you delight in his word day and night and night and day? His descendants will be mighty on the earth. When we reverence the Lord, when we delight ourselves in his word, he says that our descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Do you realize what the word of God is saying? Oh my gosh, you know Pookie and them and Ray Ray and them, your descendants shall be blessed on the earth. Glory to God. In verse 3, it says wealth and riches will be in his house. Wealth and riches are in our house, and his righteousness endures forevermore. It may not look like, it may not appear like that wealth and riches are in your heart, in your house, but let God be true and every man a liar. Oh my gosh, because his promises are yes and amen if we pursue him, if we chase him. There's so many times that we're pursuing so many other things, but God is saying to today to chase him, to pursue him, to love on him, to glorify him, to bless his holy name. Don't forget what he did for you. Don't forget about the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for you on Calvary. We cannot forget what Jesus did for us. Glory to God, because of what he did. In Galatians 3:13, it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing, glory of God, of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. That's a non-Jew, in Christ Jesus, that we might receive glory to God. Do you receive this day the promise of the Spirit through faith? That means glory to God. Poverty doesn't belong to us this day. Sickness doesn't belong to us this day. Lack doesn't belong to us this day, because that's under the curse, and we're not cursed. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Let's bless his holy name. Where are you this day? Are you in your car going to church? Well, stop right now and start praising the Lord. Let's start glorifying the Lord, for he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to receive all the glory, all the honor, all the thanksgiving and the praise. Oh, I give you the glory, Lord God, this day, because you beat the devil in his own territory. Glory to God. In Romans 4, 17 through 21, the word of God says, this is talking about Abraham, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed God. Do you believe God who gives life to the dead? God is resurrecting some dead things in your life this day and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, and who, contrary to hope, in hope, believe, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and not the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. What is it that we're going through? Are we believing God? Are we calling those things that be not as though they are? There are things that God is doing this day in the lives of his people this day. God is resurrection. Some marriages out there that seem like, that appear to be dead. Some job situations that you didn't have a job. God is resurrecting those things. Some ministry doors where it looked like, it appeared like nobody was asking you to do nothing, but the devil is a lie. Today is your day. Today is your season. Doors are opening up for you for ministry. They're coming forth from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. Healing is coming forth in your physical body this day. Healing is coming forth in some people that's having some mental challenges. I speak forth healing. I declare healing in the name of Jesus, because it was already done over 2,000 years ago. You see, that's part of our package deal when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Healing is a part of that package deal. Glory to God. Receive this day everything that God has given you, everything that he has already redeemed you for, everything that he's already paid the price for. In 3 John 1:2, the word of God says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Speak that, declare that over your life this day. Lord, I give you the glory. I give you the praise this day. I thank you, Lord God, that as your word goes forth through the airwaves, that it penetrates the hearts of men and women this day, Lord God, and that their lives will never, ever, ever be the same, that people are drawn unto you this day, that the backslider is coming back this day. They're coming running back to you this day in adoration, in worship, in repentance. Lord, we give you the glory. We thank you, Lord God. We speak and declare over the airways all the salvations that shall come forth this day. We give you the glory right now in the name of Jesus. Now, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give an altar call. Yeah, right there in your car, right there in your room, wherever you are, you're going to get an opportunity right now to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Just simply repeat this prayer wherever you are. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in your word when you said that whoever come to you, you will not cast out, but you take me in. Oh, I thank you. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. I accept Jesus right now as my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and become the Lord of my life. I want to thank you for everything you did for me on Calvary, and I receive you now in Jesus' name. Woo, I don't know about you, glory to God, but I know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing over one sinner that comes to the Lord in Jesus' name. We give you the glory, Lord God, this day. Now, one thing I'd like to share with you guys, because it's Resurrection Day, people are all out wondering, where should I go? Where should I go? Well, I'm going to invite you to my church, glory to God, Living Praise Christian Center, that's in the Antelope Valley, at 42124 7th Street West in Lancaster, California. And if you don't live in the Antelope Valley, maybe you live in Canyon Country. We have another location, which is our west location, and that is 16400 Mint Canyon Elementary School on Sierra Highway. Glory to God. And the services at the west location is at 10 a.m. The services in the Antelope Valley is 9 a.m. And our next location is our Chatsworth location. And our services are 11 a.m. at 9200 Owens Mouth Avenue in Chatsworth, California. Be there and be changed and transformed by the Word of God. God bless you all this day.